The world's biggest source of dust is the Sahara Desert and the Sahel region of West Africa. The influence West African dust has on the environment is surprisingly wide-ranging, according to Stefan Mulitza, a marine geologist at the University of Bremen in Germany.
It probably interacts with cloud formation. People think that it has an influence on the quantity of precipitation. Hurricane activity through the cooling of the sea surface is probably affected. And last but not least, the quality of the air we breathe.
But it's been hard for scientists to unravel what impact human activity has had on dust production in West Africa, in part because good data from satellites and ground stations has only been available for the past few decades. In a new study in the journal Nature, Mulitza and his colleagues studied ocean sediments off the coast of Senegal and Mauritania. They constructed a record of West African dust production stretching back more than 3,000 years. For nearly that entire period, dust generation followed a predictable pattern: more dust in drier years, less in wetter ones. But then, beginning in the 19th century, something surprising happened.
We can see this very strong increase in dust deposition during the past 200 years. That was very surprising indeed.
Mulitza says that increase in dust coincides with a major economic change in the Sahel region.
In the 19th century, groundnuts were introduced into Senegal, just as one example, and there was a very widespread commercial agriculture to fuel the groundnut oil industry.
Farmers in the Sahel cleared forests to produce groundnuts and other cash crops. He says that disrupted the sandy soil and led to a sharp increase in the amount of dust blowing off the Sahel. And that dust may have been one factor behind the drier climate in the region over the past few centuries. Although the effects of dust on climate are complex and not fully understood, it may cool surface temperatures, which can shift precipitation patterns away from the region. Atmospheric scientist Charlie Zender at the University of California at Irvine says this is the first study to link farming with increased dust generation in the world's largest source of dust. And he says there may be lessons for farmers elsewhere in the world.
In those regions where rainfall isn't plentiful and abundant, this study suggests that using those surfaces for agriculture, using that land, will lead to these types of unintended consequences, whether it's in Africa or not.
Cornell University climate researcher Natalie Muhwald says if future studies confirm Mulitz's findings, it could have larger implications for climate change research.
It would mean that there has been a cooling from dust over the 20th century that we haven't really been thinking about previously. And this cooling could be hiding some of the increased or the warming that should be happening from carbon dioxide.
Muhwald says that could mean the Earth is more sensitive to the warming effects of carbon dioxide than previously thought. And it's a reminder that dust does more than just dirty your windshield. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.